And the students working in the Campus Culture Working Group are really taking a systematic look at how do you make the alcohol conversation not all be about back-end enforcement and the strike policy, and more about the front end? How do you get students? We are such a strong collective culture. So why do we only act if a student is right on the point of being toxically endangered by alcohol, and then everybody knows to call EMS? How do you move that moment of collective responsibility to much earlier so that you're norming social behavior in different ways? It's hard. You've got to have the tools to kind of intervene. And what we're doing in that group, which I'm not personally part of, but is looking at other programs elsewhere, like the Green Dot program at Connecticut, national programs that have looked at ways to move the alcohol conversation to be a front-end preventive conversation that doesn't say college students aren't going to drink. They are. That's part of what goes on, but not having all the behavior over at the most extreme boundary.